KGYM is here to cover everything you need to know about sports betting in Iowa. This is WagerWise, sponsored by Elite Sportsbook at Riverside Casino and Golf Resort.
And another edition of WagerWise as we wrap up the final day of the month of June. Plenty going on in the world of sports betting and plenty going on at Elite Sportsbook and Riverside Casino and Golf Resort. With us, as always, on Wednesday for WagerWise is Jake. And Jake, middle of summer, still plenty to do and plenty to keep people's attention on the sports betting world. The NBA playoffs underway right now. We're getting ready for the NBA finals. We've got a couple series that are almost over. What are you guys doing for the NBA playoffs?
Yeah, starting tomorrow, if you wager $100 on an NBA finals offering, we'll give you a $10 free bet. And then you can take advantage of that five times between Thursday and Sunday. So if you're going to wager on the NBA Finals, check out the site, download the app, and might as well wager with us. We'll give you a little bit of free bets back.
Now, Jake, we've been talking about this for a couple weeks. It's not this weekend, but it's next weekend. We understand that the Elite Sportsbook Draft Day Lounge is sort of the unofficial home of the UFC here in Eastern Iowa. You guys carry pretty much all the fights, all the big cards, and a huge one coming up on July 10th as Conor McGregor and Dustin Poirier are going to get together once again. And how can folks enjoy that fight?
I like how you refer to it as unofficial place to watch UFC. That's good. That's exactly what we're going for. We've confirmed every UFC fight, or the big cards at least, every month through December. So if you're looking for a place to watch a fight, come down to draft day at Riverside. There's no cover, plenty of TVs. It's first come, first serve. The last UFC fight, it was pretty crowded, so we're already expecting a lot of people for the next one. You know, it's McGregor and Poirier taking on each other for the third time. So come down for that. Like I said, it's first come, first serve, so make sure to get here early. You can place wagers at the window there as well. We've already had quite a few inquiries on the fight. People have been calling in. Just yesterday, three people asked me about it as well. So make sure to, like I said, get here a little bit earlier if you're looking to enjoy that and get a seat.
And that is UFC 264 coming up July 10th from T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas. Details available at EliteSportsbook.com. The lines are up right now. Dustin Poirier, minus 110 on the money line. Conor McGregor, minus 120. Each fighter has beaten the other once. Everybody remembers what happened the last time these two guys got together, and Poirier sent McGregor to sleep. Pretty good card. Gilbert Burns and Stephen Thompson, one of the other good bouts there. Something else that's going on right now, people may not realize this because much of the focus on wagering on college sports is focused on football and basketball, but the College World Series is wrapping up in Omaha tonight, and you can wager on the College World Series at Elite, right?
Yeah, exactly. I know it's a little bit late since we talked about it now and it's wrapping up, but, you know, we just had to offer some local wagering events. You know, with Omaha being right on the border of Iowa there, we decided to accept wagers on the College World Series. So that's still available now, so make sure to check it out live on the site there on the left side navigation tab or on the app when you go to the sports tab.
Game three, Vanderbilt, a $1.25 favorite on the money line. Mississippi State, the underdog, paying back a plus 105. We got PGA coming up here locally as well, the John Deere Classic soon.
Yeah, exactly. And I'll tease, we're going to do a few head-to-head promotions on that, so I won't give details yet. They'll be live on the site next week as some of the odds start coming up. But yeah, it's always a great event, a lot of hype, especially in the Quad Cities market where sister property Rhythm City is. So yeah, if you're coming down to watch the fights on Saturday, get here a little early, watch some of the John Deere Classic and draft day and secure your spot.
Jake, I've been to the grocery store a few times over the past couple weeks, and the college football and pro football season preview magazines are flying off the shelf. And I know people are doing their research prior to the season, and if they want to get a little futures action down on college and pro football, they're live at Elite Sportsbook.
Yeah, exactly. Part of the summer is always getting excited for football season, right? Kind of flies by. So a lot of hype going on. We've got quite a few wagers up and running on the website, on the app. So make sure to check that out for college and professional football.
Jake, before we part ways with you, how much interest has the Stanley Cup final drawn at Riverside between Montreal and Tampa Bay? You getting folks betting on this?
Yeah, we're seeing action, of course, with every large, you know, professional sporting event, and especially the championship and road to the championship. We see a lot of action, but with not having a local hockey team, you know, hockey isn't one of our bigger markets, but it's definitely up there, especially as the Cup is played.
All right, recap one more time. The NBA playoff promo, it's going to start tomorrow at Elite. $100 bet on the NBA, you get a $10 free bet back, and you can do that up to five times, right?
Yep, exactly.
All right, fantastic. Details available under the promos page at elitesportsbook.com. Jake, we'll touch base with you in 2 weeks.
Perfect. Sounds great, guys. Take care.
Jake from Elite Sportsbook in Riverside taking time to join us on another edition of WagerWise. Let's go ahead and take a look at, we'll leave baseball on the back burner here because we do have basketball and hockey taking center stage tonight. Phoenix and LA, the Clippers, a kind of a toss-up game here. Still not quite sure what to make of this one. The Clippers at the moment are getting 1 point. At home, the total is set at 215. You're laying a little bit of juice on the money line both directions. Phoenix is a $1.15 favorite on the money line, and the Clippers are a $1.05 to return a dollar. Thoughts on tonight's game?
The Clippers and Ty Lue, excuse me, when their backs are against the wall, are at their absolute best. Ty Lue, as a coach in elimination games, is 10-2. In his career. This is when he makes his adjustments. Paul George the other night was incredible. And all the pressure right now is on the Phoenix Suns. If they don't finish this series now, it's kind of here we go again. Because the Clippers have been down 2-0 in every series so far. You send it to a game seven for them to possibly make it 3 in a row where they do that. So a very interesting matchup, and you look at the line, and clearly a lot of credit is given to the Clippers, Ty Lue, Paul George, for how they play in elimination games, because it's an absolute toss-up when a few games ago it looked like Phoenix may run away with this series.
The point props are up tonight. I believe Paul George is at 30.5 points over-under. I saw Devin Booker at 27.5. The NBA championship odds have been updated as well. The injury news in the Eastern Conference with both Milwaukee and Atlanta makes this a really, really hazy picture. It certainly doesn't help anybody who was hoping to get the Suns with any value. They are minus $1.20 to win the NBA title right now. You can get Milwaukee plus 325, Atlanta at plus 500, so wager a dollar and win five in return, and the Clippers at plus 550. Be interesting to see what happens. Well, I think Atlanta can now win that series if Giannis can't come back, if he's out for the remainder of this series. So take a flyer on Atlanta at 5-1. I don't know whether I may not do that, but I know there are plenty of other people out there going, well, you could lay $1.20 to win a dollar with the Suns, or you could go for a bigger payday with the Hawks. Well, what's more fun? Of course, it's betting on the underdog. Speaking of the underdog, Alex, Stanley Cup playoff final, Stanley Cup final game number 2 tonight in Tampa at Amalie Arena. Tampa Bay, once again, a very heavy favorite, and rightfully so. Taking a look at the money line there, you're laying over $2 on Tampa Bay tonight as they look to take a 2-0 lead with them to Montreal. Currently a $2.20 favorite on the money line. You do get $1.25 back if you want to play the puck line, which is a minus 1.5 goals. Over under once again set at 5, expecting a very tight game. Game 1 did go over, thanks in large part to a very late and very costly penalty committed by Montreal with under 4 minutes remaining in the game. Tampa Bay scored on a late power play to win game one 5-1. I like Tampa Bay to win tonight, and I'm going to ride the under on this series. I know I'm in an 0-1 hole here on the total. I was reminded of that yesterday by one of our listeners, but I'm going to ride the under here. 3-1 is going to hit at some point in this series, and I think it's going to come tonight.
Yeah, this is a tight checking game because, look, 5-1, that was Montreal looking like they hadn't been there before, looking out of sorts, making mistakes, giving Tampa Bay golden odd man rushes and golden opportunity after golden opportunity. And still, like you said, it was a costly penalty late that made the over hit. So I think we see a tighter game, a more defensive game, and Carey Price get back into a rhythm for the Montreal Canadiens. And I like the under as well here.
Now you can get the three-way line with the tie coming into play. So if you think this is going to be a tie, and it is going to be a tight game, I think it's going to wind up 3-1 in regulation. But if you're thinking it's going to be 1-1 or 2-2 and you go to the extra period, the tie pays $3.10 right now. So on the three-way line, Tampa Bay is a $1.20 favorite, so -120. You can get Montreal +225 and the tie at +310 right now. Of course, they have plenty of other offerings as well, including the first period line, which is extremely popular. I may go under 1.5 in the first period tonight. It's juicy. It's -145. Juicy, by the way, is not a good pejorative in gambling terms. Under 1.5, probably a 1-0 game, maybe even a scoreless game going into the second period tonight if this plays out the way that I think it will. So you lay $1.45 on under 1.5 goals. You think it's going to be a 2-goal game in the first period or higher scoring than that even, you can get over 1.5 goals at +125 right now. Can't really talk baseball a whole lot here. The Cubs finished up earlier today with the Brewers, but we do have some evening baseball on tap. The Royals are once again in Boston, taking on the Red Sox at Fenway. Kansas City is a $1.40 underdog there. So Twins and White Sox coming up tonight on 107.5 FM. Chicago with Dylan Cease on the mound, a $1.25 favorite. Former Colonel Bailey Ober pitching for the Twins. They are +105 on the money line. Alex, you like anything on the baseball card tonight?
Nothing really catches my eye. As you said, the Cubs and Cardinals played earlier today, and the slate tonight is a little bit light.
I just am not seeing anything that really leaps out at me. I will say, if you listen to Matt Perrault on Pushing the Odds, which airs every day between noon and 3 on 106.3 and 107.5 FM, you know that he has been betting heavily against Matt Harvey this year. The former New York Mets standout is still active in the big leagues. He's pitching for the Baltimore Orioles. The Orioles are in Houston, taking on the Astros tonight, and Houston is a $3 favorite on the money line. So they are heavy, heavy favorites. Matt Harvey's strikeout prop tonight is over under 3.5 strikeouts. And if you look at that and you go, Matt Harvey, 3.5 strikeouts, take a look at his strikeout numbers. It's not pretty for Matt Harvey. I'm on the under 3.5 tonight. Under 3.5 strikeouts for Matt Harvey.
They're that. When you said that number, I mean, that you think about Matt Harvey and the stuff that he used to have, and clearly that stuff has evaded him. And this year, clearly he has not been able to get very many strikeouts per nine. And as you said, Matt Perrault, who airs on KGYM 107.5 FM, has been making that point all year long.
If you look, his starts in June, June 2nd at home against Minnesota, he went 3 innings and struck out 3. On the 9th, he faced his former team, the Mets. They lost that game 14-1. He struck out 2 in 3 innings. He struck out 2 at Cleveland on June 15th. He did get 4 strikeouts in 4 1/3 innings against Toronto on June 20th. And then last Friday, he faced Toronto again and went 5 2/3 innings, but only recorded 2 strikeouts. So The numbers, strikeouts have not been in favor of Matt Harvey. So 3.5, I kind of like him to get knocked around, especially with as potent as Houston's lineup is this year, and they're playing really good baseball right now. I know Baltimore has had their number so far in this series, but I like Houston to right the ship tonight and to knock Matt Harvey around. So would not recommend, do not recommend the $3 money line on Houston. That's just too much money to lay out. If you want to take the Astros tonight, you can take a look at the run line, which is minus 150. Total in that game, over 9.5 is paying even money. Under 9.5 juiced at $1.20. Matt Harvey, he's going to give up runs. Over 9.5 may not be a bad play there, but I'm not recommending that at all. The only thing I like there, Matt Harvey, under 3.5 strikeouts tonight. That is another edition of WagerWise. We're going to be joined by Jay Rood, the senior risk manager at BetWorks in Las Vegas, coming up next week as we'll bring you the first installment of WagerWise in the month of July.
WagerWise on KGYM is a paid presentation brought to you by Elite Sportsbook at Riverside Casino and Golf Resort. Check them out at elitesportsbook.com.